YRR.org episode 674 coming your way. Today I'm with interview with Evil Brother G-Merc 80. So you can go on the forum, Evolutionary Forum, on the top right, search username, the letter G, then a dash, then M-E-R-C, 80, the number 80. And you'll be able to check out G-Merc's posts. In his posts, in his signature, is always going to be at the bottom of his signature. And his current log that he's working on is called Newbie Body Recomp Log, Changing My Life. So this is going to be an amazing podcast. He started this log back in August of 2025. He's still going. And it's been an amazing journey for him as someone in his mid-40s and as someone who has managed to basically turn their life around and transform their physique. So we're gonna pick his brain to find out how he was able to do it. First, let me remind everyone, we are on Apple, we are on Spotify. Make sure you smash the like button, leave comments, subscribe, and all that good stuff. That helps the algorithms pick us up. So with that said, thank you, G-Merc, for coming on. And I'll bring in Mobster to give you an official thank you.
Yeah, G-Merc, I mean, like several of our most recent guest shows, interviews, you're coming in at late in the day for you, and we can't do these shows without a guest. And something that Steve said in one of the previous show intros was that when one of the few shows where the people that listen to the shows, the people that are on the forums, are being interviewed. So these are real people. It's like 11 or 12 o'clock at night where G-Merc is. They're taking time out of their day to come on this show. So we must, just out of being polite and out of gratitude, make sure that on behalf of myself and Steve Smee, on behalf of the bosses and the moderators, the members of the forum, but especially the listeners, make sure that we take time to thank G-Merc for coming on and giving us time out of his day. So thank you so much for turning up, G-Merc.
No worries. Thanks for having me on, boys. Appreciate it.
Just get into first your history, and I know more about you. You know, we've talked, me and you have talked off the forum. You're actually one of my clients, so I know a lot about
your history. Yeah, I was lucky to be able to join you and
exactly, yep. You
know, get some mentoring along the way. So, no, it's been good. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's been great. You've been doing great. But the listeners out there, why don't you touch upon your history a little bit? Did you grow up playing sports? Because we always want to know about some stories. We had a guy on who talking about cricket. We had a guy on talking about rugby. We have a guy on talking about basketball. So we have different sports, guys and gals who have come on. Was there a particular sport that you were really good at growing up? You know, football, soccer, any of those? And then how did you transition to weight training? And when was the first time you actually picked up a weight?
So I, as a young guy, I used to play soccer, cricket, swimming, and martial arts. I guess martial arts was kind of one that I was really good at. Came second in state a couple of times as a young fella. Basically back in 92, I had my pelvis crushed. So I had a 1.5-ton fountain fall on me and crushed my pelvis. So spent a fair bit of time in hospital recovering from that and sort of fell out of love with sports. And due to, you know, family issues and family DV and all of that type of stuff, I, you know, wasn't in a good place with family living and the way that I was behaving as a young guy. Went down a bit of a bad path. Lucky to have met a good woman in my life who got me through most of that bad stuff and sort of picked up, started mountain biking in my early 30s, got pretty fit there, and then sort of had a bit of a mental breakdown. It took a little bit of time to get back, and then, you know, it wasn't up until, literally the start of last year that I started training again and just trying to lose the weight. And that was really because I had a stress out at work. I was putting my professional life before everything else, and my heart got where it runs too fast without your brain telling it to do it. And then, you know, did all these scans and everything else, and yeah, followed that down the rabbit hole, and then found low testosterone, low thyroid, basically non-functioning thyroid, low test, So I went through this process of trying to, fix all the bits and pieces as you go. Thyroid was a pretty easy one to sort of get on top of. You take your thyroxine and you start just monitoring the levels until you get right with that. But because I was so severely overweight, when it came to the testosterone piece, and I was seeing the endocrinologist, he basically said to me, "Mate, your lipids are so bad, you're so overweight." He goes, "You're a walking stroke waiting to happen." And then
Wow.
when you hear that, and you're only in your early 40s, that you're a stroke waiting to happen, you kind of think, "Fuck, I've got to do something different." Around it, I've got three kids. Definitely don't want to depart too soon. So decided that I just had to start making some changes. So I started just trying to get the health aspect in control. So that was like the thyroids, the lipids, the testosterone. Testosterone took a little bit of time to
Can I
get in. Yeah,
interrupt
go
you?
for it.
It occurs to me, and it's kind of chicken or egg question, because you go, is the medical issues what makes you fat? Or as you was up to 126 kilograms at your absolute heaviest, or is it the being obese, being overweight, that causes the medical issues, plus of course underlying stress, etc., you've already mentioned. So which do you think it is?
Mate, I
Because of
personally,
the, yeah, go on.
I think, in my case, it was just, constant abuse of your body. You're overeating, you're eating nothing but shit, you're smashing down energy drinks left, right, and center, drinking a shit ton of coffee. You're not exercising, you're not moving, you're sedentary. For me at the time, like either in the car visiting clients or at my desk, so I wasn't moving. So your body can only take so much abuse, before it starts pushing back, in my opinion. And mine did push back, and it pushed back in a big way.
We've had referrals when we've been talking about the average person in the street, male and female. And there's a sort of analogy of the idea sometimes we're almost like, a little man driving around inside a head, and we don't think about food, we don't think about stress, we don't think about sleep, we don't think about exercise. And then it comes and bites us on the ass. And then we go to a doctor, and the doctor gives you a pill for something to fix this. Whereas your doctor kind of sort of lit a fire under your backside, and you made the decision to do something about it. He was the one that said, "You're walking, talking, give it a minute, you'll have a stroke." And you then go,
Pretty
"Hang on,
much.
yeah." So you've taken control. So talk a little bit about the kind of changes that you started to make. And I also want to
So
ask you, has that affected the medication they had you on versus where you are now?
Yeah, so I started off slow. So the first thing that we tackled was the lipids. So that was ridiculously high. So started off on statins, and that lowered down the lipids. But then had to change the diet to some degree. Like I wasn't as good as I am now with it. But there was slow progression with bringing the weight down, getting more healthy, and then we brought the thyroxine in, so that's for the thyroid, because it wasn't functioning. So as that started coming in, sped up the metabolism a little bit, and just saw that starting to progress the weight movement. But it was still very sedentary. Like I wasn't getting up, moving around, doing all of those type of things. It was that sort of didn't really occur until the start of last year, where I just knew I needed to make some more significant changes, and that was, getting back into the gym. When I was, in the gym, in my early 30s, I loved just sort of, the Med High 5x5, just a great program. It's something I really enjoyed. So I was doing that, every other day that I wasn't mountain biking. And it was just one of those things that I truly loved doing. So when I thought, well, what I want to get back into, what's going to drive me to actually get up and go, it was the gym. So started back on that last year, and then I had been lurking Evo for, I don't know, 8 odd months before I had sort of stopped being shy, or had the guts to actually just jump on and just start a log and seek some help and get some guidance. But being on Evo, the community on Evo, people like Lev or Steve Smee, all up from here, Harley Guy, all of those guys and yourself, Mobster, that, comment on there, and Wogget even, there's been so many people that have interacted on that log, and it kind of gets you pumped when, these guys are giving you some positive feedback or, some advice, and, you become really engaged in it, and it becomes like this driver in itself where you're just like, what, fuck, I can actually do this. And you've got these guys that are believing in you, and even Body, what is it, Body Mobster, with
Body Monster,
it's so, with his trend comments all the time, the way that he has a bit of a bloody laugh or whatever else, and that really made a difference. It made me focus and just, really want to go after it and just keep pushing. And then,
to
I
me,
was, yeah.
because you were doing stuff before, because you were mountain biking, because you were doing the gym, and even from what you've just said, and we'll talk a little bit about Evo in a little while if we've got time.
Yeah.
You're the one that's taken control. That endo lit a fire under your ass. You
Yeah, a
realized you
hundred
were
percent.
doing this thing. You're being supported because you've made the fucking decision to step up. And even as you say, from being a lurker, from not being involved, you've realized that if you do get involved, you will get support. But ultimately, we're not there when you get out of bed in the morning and you decide to go to the gym. We're not there when you're in the kitchen prepping your food. You're doing the work. We're just supporting you with doing the work. Talk a
Yeah, of
little bit
course.
about, let's talk a little bit about how you feel when you've made these changes, going to the gym with the food. How does that feel? And again, this is more for people listening because I know how you feel. Steve knows how you
Yeah.
feel. Explain the difference this has made to your life for those listening and thinking about doing the same kind of thing as you.
Yeah. So I'll give you a little bit of a history, right? I suffer from anxiety, OCD, and depression. I've had, three really bad periods, where the last period I basically decided, I was gonna went on a family trip with my wife and kids, west coast to east coast of the US. Fantastic, wonderful trip. But I decided at that point in time, that was back in 2018 or 2019, that when we got back from that trip, that I was gonna end my life. I was chronically overweight, and for anybody who's had depression or the mental health side of things knows that it's a deep dark hole, and you fall into it, and it feels like there's never any escaping it. And I decided, at that point in time, once I got back from that holiday, I was going to end my life. I was basically drive down to one of the local hospitals that we have around here. I was just going to gas myself in my car, and so my family didn't have to find it or whatever else. I was lucky, at that point, getting back from that trip that was 5 weeks, that I'd sort of recovered enough, and I put that down to the fact that we're always moving, we're out, walking around, seeing sights or
Yes,
whatever else,
yes.
and that helps. It helps bring some clarity to your mind. So I was lucky enough that I managed to get through that period. But for me, the biggest change over this sort of last year or so has been the better mindset, the focus, in my professional life, in my personal life. It's, my wife would be going out to our friends and everything else, and all I wanted to do was to stay in my room, watch a bit of TV and just do nothing. I didn't want to do anything, just feeling like you're in a dark hole, and you're going nowhere. It kind of makes you think, well, what's the fucking point of just continuing on? But, by hitting the gym, man, like, I don't have to be motivated to go to the gym. It's kind of like this discipline reaction now.
Yes.
And as most of the guys know, like, when you go to the gym, you can feel like shit walking into the gym, and you still may not feel 100% walking out, but shit, your mind is in a much better place when you walk out of there.
Yes.
You've been able to vent some of that frustration or just wear some of that energy off.
Steve uses the phrase G Merck, where he calls getting rid of the baby batter, but
Yeah.
I've used the, and there's different phrases, but one of the ones is going to church and communing with the weights, if you like, because it's part of your habits, part of your routine, but you go in there with a certain level of stress and you leave with less stress, ideally with none.
Yeah.
Stuff that
Ideally
was
with none,
annoying in the
but
morning pissed you off.
But you always, it's life, right? We all have some certain level of stress, but
Yes.
by being active, by for me lifting the weights and walking out of there, I feel in a much better place and I'm in a much better mood, much better focus just in generally in life. And going
What about,
from
sorry, this is, and this is
no, go
again
for it.
more for listeners. So, one of the things that some people struggle with, and it's only because we see ourselves all the fucking time. As an example, in my notes, I said that your physical transformation from where you was, and I'm looking at my notes here, you were 104 kilos there or thereabouts when the log started. You're down to, and this was just a few days ago, 85 kilos. Someone even commented in the last couple of days, 19 kilos. We can't always see the difference, but you can absolutely see the difference. And from where you was, 126 kg, Steve, to 85 kilos, it's 40 something kilos. So you can't always see in the mirror what you look like,
No,
but you
100%.
absolutely.
Like, if you
What
look
about
back and pay,
you? Can you see it? What about other people? Do they see it? Work, colleagues,
So,
family?
it's funny. A lot of people, over the last couple of weeks, have commented, people that, because I haven't really seen some of my staff that are interstate or whatever else, and you see them on Teams and they're like, shit, how much have you lost? And what are you doing? And whatever else. And kind of you get a bit pumped by it and you get a bit inspired and you start almost preaching, oh, this is what I'm doing, you should do it, give it a go, or whatever else. But the one thing I found is it wasn't until, just after Christmas where I actually looked at myself and I went, oh shit, I've actually done not too bad. Like, I'm starting to really drop the weight. It takes so long for you to see it in yourself, but everybody else seems to see it a lot quicker, especially those who haven't seen you for a couple of months. They see it,
Yes.
whereas you don't. So, yeah,
Talk
sometimes it can
about
be a bit of a head fuck.
talk about before we move on, if you can, if it's not too tough to talk about,
No.
but talk about the worst day where you hit rock bottom. Did it involve a certain, that maybe that day that you were, planning on committing suicide, or maybe another day where you were just like at your rock bottom? Talk about what kind of foods you were eating. Talk about
Yeah.
what you were
What you're
taking,
doing,
abusing your body with food or anything else, alcohol, etc.
abusing myself with food, that was just a given. Cigarettes, when I was younger it was more about drugs and alcohol, but sort of my last one where I was just planning to be done with it all, it was just abuse of food, abuse of cigarettes, just not sleep and anything else. And I don't know, some people would have had panic attacks and they'll know what this is like, but it's all of a sudden, this like your body just is telling you it's fucking dying, you can't breathe, you can't do anything. And you get through this panic attack, and then you might have 5, 10, 15 minutes, and then bang, it happens again. And it gets so exhausting, you get so tired of it, that when the panic attacks do stop, you're like, I can't deal with this. It's not a physical pain. Like, you could break a bone, and I've broken bones, and I'm sure many people have. That's a physical pain, right? That feels, that's healing, you can see x-rays and everything else. Mental space isn't like that. Like, again, it's like you fall down this massive hole and it's dark, and you've got all your loved ones around you, but you feel alone. It's the only way I can put it. It doesn't matter who's there telling you that they love you or whatever else. You don't think they do. Your mind's telling you they don't love you. You're nothing but a fucking burden. You're a piece of shit. Like, just be done with it. You're not escaping this pain. It's there. It's not going anywhere. It never feels like you're ever going to get through it. I was on antipsychotics. I was, on Xanax and, what they call black box over here on SSRIs and SNRIs, and they're throwing everything at me. One of them was called Seroquel, and I think Seroquel, they use it for sleep or they use it for an antipsychotic, and that actually fucked me up worse than anything. And you try to give the psychiatrist that feedback, and they don't fucking listen. They go, "Oh no, just take the medication, just take the medication." But Seroquel, it was like living another life, right? So you're not sleeping because you're having panic attacks and you're stuck in this black hole, and you're trying to sleep, you can't sleep, and then when you do sleep, it's just disturbed. But with Seroquel, it puts you to sleep, but it feels like you live a whole completely another life in your dreams. So you wake up from a sleep and you go, "I don't know what the fuck's reality anymore. I don't know whether that was reality or this is reality." And then you're thinking, and then like this paranoia kicks in as well, right? So you're thinking your phone's listening to you, or just real random stupid shit, and all of that comes as a it culminates, right? So you don't know whether you're awake, you're asleep, the interactions with your family, your depersonalization. You just feel that's it. You just got to be
I'm gonna
done.
ask. I think Steve's me might want to comment on this. Is and I've actually read something about this antipsychotic drug some years ago, and the worst thing about the side effects, Steve, and G Merck was they can, if you haven't got proper psychosis, they can actually fucking give it to you. When you was talking, I wrote down meds versus fitness. This is we are. In the West, and Australia, America, the UK, Europe, over-medicated for certain particular things. One of the guys, I keep asking him, why are you on six medications? And then obviously doing PEDs and supplements, etc. Because you do wonder if a person's lack of fitness or health, etc., is connected to the medications. So you obviously had issues. You were obviously trying to deal with your issues. You've started the fitness journey. You've started training. You've started, or you've returned to training. You've started being clean, and as you said, you've been getting better and better and better at that, more and more serious as you've gone along. Where are you now with the medications? Has the fitness and the diet meant less and less medication,
Yeah,
or have they
so
still got the medication?
absolutely. So with the antidepressants, I was able to come down from black box to, 20 milligrams. I know that doesn't sound like much to people, but being able to come down half of what you were taking to where I'm at now is a massive thing. Sleep is a little bit easier. And you don't feel as reliant. I don't know what other people are like, but I hate the fact it was like, when you smoke or something like that, when you're addicted to something or you've got to rely on something, you don't have a true freedom to be able to just go out and live your life without worrying about medication or anything like that. And one of the wonderful things is not relying on, 40 or whatever else of statins and, Celepram and Seroquel or
Yes.
whatever else. I generally do really, really well now, without needing, all of that stuff. Don't get me wrong, I still have, my hard times. Last couple of weeks, last 3 weeks, had a bit of a hard mental space. But that's, high stress work environment. I was pushing myself hard at the gym. Eating super clean. I'm eating at 2,000 calories. I'm stacked with Tren, I'm stacked with, test and mast and a bunch of peptides and everything else. And you kind of, you can only push yourself so far before you hit a wall, and
Yes.
something has to give. And you've got to recognize when you give. And you actually commented on it when I said, I've had to drop back a bunch of things. I dropped my peds and my peptides, and I dropped out Tren and stuff like that, because I'm like, okay, I know that I'm hitting this wall. I recognize the signals now, and I'm that much better at my mental health with the gym that I can recognize when something's going wrong, and I go,
The
right, okay, let's
recognition,
just
that's
pull it
the
up.
thing. You knew that you were being affected, and there's me and Steve did a show on this ages ago, and I said, oh, I was very back in the day, you've got to do the cycle, that's it. And we had a whole podcast where we talked about flexibility. You abso-fucking-lutely recognized there was an issue, and you absolutely did the right thing by cutting the fuck back so there isn't an issue, because you've got to think about your long-term health. And this is a journey. We're not in a fucking rush. It's a marathon, man. Then
Oh,
we want
mate,
you
I
to
tell
be
you
fucking
what,
good for the rest of your life. Yeah.
the amount of times that I felt like I wanted to just make a sprint, like, I'm like, I just want to, I'm going to stack this, I'm going to stack this, I'm going to stack this, I'm going to
Lonely.
stack this, because I'm like, I can't see the change. I just want it now, I want it now, I want it now, I want it now. But
Absolutely.
you know, you're right. It is, it's this marathon. It does take time. And you know, you've got to take your time. You got to figure out what works for you. You know, if I, you know, when I jumped on Evo and I've been reading all these things, I'm like, I know what to do. And you know, you've got advice coming at you and everything else, but it's not until you really start doing it that you figure what actually works for you and what doesn't work for you. Because you know, what worked for me, you know, 3 months ago stopped working
Yes.
for me. You know, at the start of this year, because you know, I'd stacked other things with it or whatever else, you know. So it's kind of a bit of a discovery game as well. But you know, the biggest thing is listening to what people have got to say, because a lot of people have done it. They can be a bit like myself, where you're like, nah, I've read it, I want to do it, and you know, it's like trying to hold that horse from bolting.
Let
It's
me
a bit like that sometimes as
jump in
well.
again. One of the things I actually made a note of, right? I said, when you first came on, and this is at the beginning of his current log, listeners, he was still a little bit overweight, 104 kilograms, still 20 or something, 22 kilos down from where he'd been at his worst. And you had this planned out cycle, and you had some suggestions as to where you thought you was going to go. You was asking the right questions. And I think I actually wrote down here, members said no, myself included, needed to be leaner, and I'm going to put in brackets thyroid because of obviously the medical issue you've
Yeah.
spoken about. A gist of that was, we wanted you to drop a few more pounds, get a little bit leaner, get everything else tight, then introduce the PEDs. And I actually wrote down, did he listen? Well, I know you did, because you started to make the right kind of changes, and you started to show focus, and you started to tidy your diet up. And then you introduced a milder, even less than I think you suggested, cycle. And that was exactly the right fucking thing to do. Do
Yeah,
you
I
see,
see.
let me ask you this
Yeah.
question. Do you see, I mean, we talked about other people. Do you see the difference? Do you see the progress we've made? And how does that feel to you?
So yeah, I see the difference now, and you know, the self, like, I don't want to sound all preachy or whatever else, but the self-worth that you get from showing up at the gym every day and
Yes.
doing your meal prep, and you see the changes, you hear the, you know, the comments from everybody else, the mental health space that you get from it, you see the change. It doesn't happen overnight. You know, and it's taken me up until, you know, a month or so ago that I'd actually really stopped and saw everything that I've done over the period of time with the help of everyone, and it's an amazing feeling. But I think the biggest thing for me is, yeah, I've lost the weight. Yep, you know, I've got better body composition, but it's the mental health freedom that you get from doing this stuff as well. It's a big piece.
Tell us about the
Yeah, for me,
PEDs. A lot of guys
definitely.
want to
Yes,
know about that, and you've kind of touched on
always.
them here and there. But what are, you know,
What?
your
Yeah, what are you doing now? What's your current thing?
So at the moment it's 300 mgs of Test P, and then 200 of Mast P, and then I've got PEPs. But if we're just talking PEDs, it's just Test and Mast at the moment. Good combination, works really well for me. I've done it, you know, last year as well. I find it's a good drive, mental drive, sort of category for me. I've done, you know, NPP. That was all right. Wasn't too bad. Worked kind of well. The really good one, which I don't like, I wouldn't suggest people run out and try, Tren. I had a really, really good experience until I didn't have a good experience with it. So I was doing 10 migs daily, you know, and you do, you see a rapid recomp. But I wouldn't, like, I wouldn't do it if you're, you know, you're heavily overweight. Like, I probably had another couple of kilos to go to get down to where I am now, you know, 84, 85. So it worked really well. Like, you could see the comp change happen, you know, fairly quickly on it. I had massive drive. I felt invincible, and amazing on it. And, you know, you see other people's comments, oh, you got to be careful, you know, it'll creep on you, it'll do this and you'll do that. Nah, fucking, I was preaching on my log, 10 migs daily. It's fantastic. And then, you know, I think the wall that I hit, you know, a few weeks ago had to do with that as well. You know, I'd been running it so long that, you know, the mental thoughts that were running around in the back of my mind, the insecurities and everything else, and you know, I went, oh shit, something's not right here. Like, because as soon as you get caught in a thought pattern loop, well, at least for me, I go, there's something not right here. I'm doing, like, I'm having these thoughts. I know they're not the right thoughts that I usually have. And that had to come out fairly quickly. But I like running the appropriate the P's just because they're quick in, quick out, and I find I just feel steady on them. So, I was running Trent Ace, which was quick in, quick out. So I was able to sort of cut those thoughts down pretty quickly. Within a week or so, it had tapered out. I was only doing 10 migs daily, so it wasn't a huge amount anyway. But Trend was a really good one for me. It agreed really well until it didn't.
Yeah, it's really tough. Trend's one of those that you get on it and you're like, wow, this stuff is the best thing ever. And then 6, 7 weeks into it, you're like, oh my God, I want to get off this stuff so bad. I just can't stand it
It hits you
anymore.
like a fucking brick in the
It
face when
does.
it's like it's good when it's good, and then it's when it's fucking
Yeah.
not, it's
If you
really not.
live in a hot climate, it just feels like you're just hot like all day. It's just really annoying. You know what I'm saying? It's
Mate,
just
the
like,
worst was waking up a fucking a fair few times, and like I've my shirt is wringing wet, my
exactly,
undies
yeah.
are wringing wet, my sheet is absolutely saturated, and I'm like, fucking hell. So you get changed, put a towel down, and then 2 hours later you're awake again. You're like, all right, enough's enough. Like, you gotta see the signals there and go, yeah, time to cut it. I've got where I could with it. Let's let it go.
I find like watermelon being so good on trend because it cools you down. Like even on a hot day, you'll like eat watermelon and it's like just cools your whole body down and it hydrates you. It's just like you can't hydrate on trend. Like no matter how much water you drink, it just seems like you can never hydrate on it. So it's just absolutely brutal, brutal stuff for sure.
It's
So what do
funny
you,
you say that
but
because there was a post on my log where I talked about where I couldn't piss properly because I was taking so much fucking hydrolyte to try and hydrate because I just didn't feel like I could hydrate, and I just actually screwed myself over by doing it.
yeah, it's tough. Yeah. So, and do you see future plans transitioning back to trend at some point, or are you like, you know what, I'm done with it, and you want to go a different
Oh
direction?
no, listen, I would definitely do it again anytime soon. No, like, I had a really good experience until I didn't. I think that's just, I'd just leave her alone for a good amount of
Yeah.
time for now.
Any other?
What about actual future plans? What's next for GMURP? Where are you going to go in the next 6 or 8 weeks? You're finishing this log off.
Yeah,
What's
so
next log
finishing
for you?
this log off this week, and then I move into more of a push phase. So I've started working into that now. The calories have gone up. So I'm not entirely sure of what the PED stack is, but it'll probably be test and primo. I've got some primo. I'll probably just run that and just push that way for now. But always open to advice, seeing what other people have got to add with it. But I'll start that log next week at some point around the push phase. But I've got, the bloods and everything for the last, 3 months. I just want to wrap up this log properly with sort of, what I've achieved, what I haven't achieved, what felt good, what didn't feel good, and just to give a good close out before I open the next one.
Let me ask you a question as we come towards the end of the show, and we've spoken about Evo earlier on. I'm going to ask you, and you said you don't want to be preachy, but this is actually your opportunity to be preachy. Give the people in who maybe have struggled like you've struggled, maybe planning to do what you've done, maybe even had those fucking dark days like you described. Give those people some words of advice based, if you like, on your experience and the transformation, the changes you've made. Give them some positive words that's going to light their fucking fire under their asses. Whatever you want, mate. So yeah, this is your 2, 3 minutes.
So I would say, you've got nothing to fucking lose by just giving it a go. A change you don't make now is the change you're dealing with later, right? I think that's the kind of saying they have. So you get in, you start making this change now. Yeah, it might take some time for you to see it. It might take some time for you to feel it. But, 3, 4, 5, 6 months down the track, the way you're going to feel about yourself, the way you're going to feel physically, it's worth just doing it. And I'm going to talk on Evo because Evo's been, one of those instrumental pieces. And I know that you said, I'm the one that's showing up or whatever else, but Going to a place where you got a lot of like-minded people and a supportive community like Evo, it makes a massive difference. And I think I would have made some real right fuck-ups around PEDs and choices had I not been on there, and had I not engaged with Steve Smee and had been seeking advice and mentoring from him. But the change that you can make within your life, just by making the decision to go ahead and do it, getting back out and actually living again for me, not hiding away in my room, engaging more with friends and everything else, it's a life changer. It gives your life back.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. What are some of the logs on the Evo that you really enjoy taking a look at, and reading through? Can you give
Who
us a
grabs your
couple?
attention the most? Apart from Body Monster, who grabs your attention and G's you up, or stuff that you read to
Okay,
inspire
yeah.
yourself?
So one of the people that actually, I kept going back to his log and reading through his log, and was ultimately the reason why I decided to join the log is All Up. So, I don't know if you guys, I know you guys have interviewed him or before, and you deal with him a lot and whatever else, but you go back to when he first started his log and you see how big he was at the start of his log, right? And you see him put in the effort and everything else, and you see the changes that he made, and you just go, fuck me, like I want to do that, I want to be able to make that change, I've just got to get my head in it and do the same type of things. Yeah, I couldn't achieve what he achieved in the time that he achieved it, and that's all right. But he was one of those ones where I was just like, that's what I want to do. That's, he's fucking inspired me. I saw the change he's made. He was a big fella. I'm like him. I'm gonna do what he's done. And he's been a freaking legend, man. Like, yeah, we'll talk every now and again, about crap or whatever else. And as he calls it, he's my Steve Goggins voice. Every now and again, when I'm bitching about fucking getting up and going, I can message him and he'll go, nah, just fucking get in there, type thing. He's a fucking top bloke. But yeah, it was his log that kind of was the final trigger for me to actually just get on and do it and, push forward with making the changes.
Sometimes when it comes to logs or inspiration or motivation, the person who's closest to you in their journey is the one you need to model yourself on. It's no good if you're 4 stone dripping wet, 100 pounds maybe. And then you follow a 300 pounders. No, find someone who's doing a similar journey to you or already been on that road, and you can start there to model yourself and then tweak as you go along. And as you said, listening to the guys. Listen, G Merckx, thank you so much for coming on.
No, thanks for having me, boys. I really appreciate it. Sorry I was late. Got my time screwed up, so I really
Don't
do
worry. When
appreciate
the
you.
show's over, you've got to go outside and do 20 press ups to make up.
Done. All right, that's done. I'll do that.
One of the things that we talk about on these shows, and I think you brought this to the table today, fella. So, if nothing else, take this away. You don't always appreciate and understand that even with the crap that you've had to deal with, and even with the journey that you've been on, and even how fucking hard it's been at times, and especially now that you're making progress, and you mentioned All Up from here, people will come on and read your log and read your journey and listen to this show, and you'll be out there preaching or not preaching. Just by example, people will learn from you. And maybe there's going to be three people listening to this show, two or three people on the forum that are going, if he can fucking do it, I can fucking do it. And that's what you do.
And with that said, before we let you go, any final thoughts and recommendations and advice for anyone out there who's sitting there in the situation you were in your prior, I'll say life, your prior life, before you made those changes? What advice can you give them, a couple pieces of advice on how they can get everything turned around?
Yeah, that's a bit of a hard one. I think, the biggest thing is recognizing where you're at and actually making that step forward. Stop holding yourself back on making that positive step, because I can tell you, going from big heavy set guy, sorry, getting a bit, feeling
Don't worry
like
about it.
you wanted to be done with your life, and
Yes.
you just got to make that positive step forward and, just get started on your journey. Otherwise, you'll be stuck there and you're not going anywhere. But if you do make a positive change, you'll start feeling that positivity.
If listen, fella, I know it's probably going to be a bit emotional because you think of where you was. You've abso-fucking-lutely done that. So take that lump in your throat and turn that into something fucking golden, because you've absolutely fucking done stuff like this. You are inspiring people by doing just this show and telling them about the message. And like G Merck says, it's wake up, take fucking control, take one fucking step. If you do nothing else, lizards, come on the forum, look at his log, see what he's fucking done, and follow his journey. And if you then wake up 6 months from now and you realize that you're as where G Merck is today, then you've done something for yourself. The fitness lifestyle, the diet, they're not as hard as they can feel. And sometimes it's just waking up and making a fucking decision. Thank you again for coming on the show,
No,
G
thank you,
Merck.
boys. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Steve Smith. Thanks, Bobster. Have a good night, boys.
Thank you
Thank
very
you.
much, fellas. Ciao.
See you,
Please
boss.
note, we
Bye.
are not doctors and your opinions are ours. It is our view based on our experience and views on the topic, our podcast of informational purposes and entertainment only. The freedom of speech and the First Amendment applies.